Everyone considered him the coward of the county. He'd never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man.
Welcome back.
There's someone for everyone.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Friday the 13th, Friday, August 13th, 2021. And phone lines are open. Toll for the free long distance number 512-248-8252 if you have free long distance, 512-248-8252. And if you must, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Interesting. You know, where are the real men in America these days? There are fewer and fewer real men. They provide cover as much as 300 million guns. And they are more, they're increasingly vilified. And it's a subtle, sort of imperceptible kind of thing. There are a variety of ways that, you know, it's just being chipped away at peripherally. Little kind of, you know, just eviscerating the concept of the man, the actual rugged man, which is somewhat redundant. So we had men a few short generations ago, and now, so from men, say the turn of the 20th century, we have progressed to, you know, then we got Kenny Rogers singing about the coward of the county, which, you know, maybe Tommy's not a coward, maybe he's not Yellow, maybe he's just misunderstood. Maybe he actually has some courage in his spine, and who knows? And so that sort of normalizes the weakling behavior, which should be considered anomalous and in some cases aberrant. Perhaps. How about that? I'll qualify it. And, you know, from there, again, we go through Terrence Moore's Wimps and Barbarians, The Sons of Murphy Brown. You're either a wimp or a barbarian. Decide. Choose. Nah, it's a false dichotomy. It's a bifurcation fallacy. Neither, actually, thank you. Terrence Moore's article is still brilliant. I say it every time I mention it. It's something that I think everyone, particularly boys, young men should read. And so now the danger is essentially, you know, you might argue that what we're creating, and again, I'm not trying to I'm not trying to disparage anyone, but I would say, you know, arguably what we're creating now is a sort of civilized barbarian. We are championing and celebrating, in a particular sense, the civilized barbarian of a sort, you know. But where does that lead? Live by the sword, die by the sword. And so we're sort of creating this self-perpetuating bifurcation fallacy of wimps and barbarians. And, you know, each magnifying in its own sense with each successive generation, wimps becoming wimpier, barbarians becoming more barbaric. And you can see the evidence of that. You know, on the one hand, you have the guy that I saw at the gas station carrying the hand sanitizer on his belt. And on the other hand, UFC, for example, is becoming more and more popular, it seems. Boxing used to be, you know, pugilism was something that was frowned upon and even looked down upon, you know, as uncivilized, barbaric behavior. Now, where are we in America? Boxing, why is that even, why is that, does anyone even watch that anymore? It's so dull and boring. I might as well be watching golf. It's just evidence of whither we're being led, essentially. You know, and again, this is not to vilify anyone in particular, but Matthew Cole's article is perhaps worth a read, certainly in this context, The Crimes of SEAL Team 6. You know, things like The Greatest Hits. Well, you know, you got these terrorists. They're trying to, you know, they hate us for our freedom. Well, that's funny, because Norm Dixon even knew a week after September 11, 2001, how the CIA created Osama bin Laden. So what do you say about that? Let's define terms, starting with good guy, bad guy. Maybe we should open with the concept from Solzhenitsyn, borrowing from Solzhenitsyn, when he wrote that if only it were all so easy, you know, if only we could round up the bad guys and, you know, execute them all, or the way that he put it, you know, banish them to some island like a bunch of lepers. But as he wrote, the line between good and evil cuts through the heart of every man, and who's willing to cut out a piece of his own heart? You know, do we get into the ends and means discussion? The end justifies the means. Does it really? Well, what happens when the shoe's on the other foot? You can say that because you have been on the mightier sword of, or the mightier side, excuse me, of American primacy, so-called. What if you're on the other side? Do you feel like the same rules apply? Perhaps not. So I think these things beg closer, you know, further and closer examination by, I don't know, at least some of us. We got to be careful about that. So how have we gone from rugged, peaceful individuals who didn't take any nonsense either, didn't stand for any nonsense? I mean, if you remember the World War II contingent in their prime, so to speak, and that, I think, extends into senior years. I talked about a woman who passed away not too long ago, probably literally, you know, I think she's probably like 5'8", probably literally as, you know, just before she passed away, less than 100 pounds, probably 98 pounds soaking wet, really. And her clothes always looked like they were dripping off of her. But she spent her life on the farm, and she was stronger than a lot of these CrossFit folks to her dying day. She gave me a hug shortly before she passed away, and it was a big old bear hug. I haven't been hugged that hard by anyone in as long as I can remember. And she was, you know, very advanced in years and still living and working on the farm. Some people have never experienced that, don't know who these folks are, and it's unassuming. Here's an sort of an analogous, speaking of Clint Walker and Merchant Marines, I've told this story before, but you know, in my younger years, I was somewhat accomplished in certain things, wrestling, judo, and some stuff, and thought I was pretty spectacular and fantastic. And you run into certain people. When I was in Hawaii, there was a 14-year-old kid. When I was 21, this kid was practicing for some international competition, and so he was running through folks in the dojo. The sensei who led that dojo was saying, you know, can we all just take a turn with this kid so that, you know, he gets some mat time and, you know, just don't, you know, maybe 70-80%, just let him, you know, let him roll around a little bit so that he stays loose and ready for this international competition. And I'm telling you, I mean, I thought, okay, I'll go easy on this kid. This kid threw me around. And I was, you know, an accomplished black belt by then. Threw me around, 14 years old. There was another guy in that same dojo. This was, I would say, pretty pure Kodokan judo in Hawaii. A lot of it is. I would say most of it is. But, you know, this Merchant Marine, same kind of thing, you know. Just vice grips for hands and immovable. It was like he was stuck in the floor or something, like he was a tree. It's like trying to throw a tree or something. Not possible. Immovable. Couldn't faint him into anything, couldn't, you know, just immovable. And there are folks like that, and they're unassuming. That's the point. You can't tell just by casual observation. This kid who, you know, was also, you know, just a stick, just a little 14-year-old kid, you know, you'd never know. Merchant Marine, same thing, unassuming, never know. I've told a story about another friend that I had. Same kind of thing, 160 pounds, you know, soaking wet, 6 foot something. But, you know, speaking of dangerous men, he was one of the most dangerous you will ever meet, and affable the whole time, even in the face of danger. Always affable, always joking, almost like scary, psychotic. He was not deranged, but he was just so comfortable and so assured. What was he going to worry about? These little things, they don't concern him. Trouble, you know, bad men trying to do bad things to young ladies or whatever, he was not concerned. He was affable. But you don't know. And so as we look back historically to these folks, rugged folks, you know, what does it mean? I feel like we're sort of losing connection to the context of it. You know, you can't tell anyway, sometimes until you put your hands on folks like this, like the Merchant Marine in the dojo that I'm talking about. You just don't know. You might have an idea, but you think, nah, I could take you. I could take that guy. No, you don't know. And so as we look back historically, do we really fully appreciate the context of that ruggedness? I don't think we do. I think we're really losing that context and an appreciation for it. And in its place, we're getting wimps and barbarians. And you know, as John Lovell has mentioned in a couple of the videos that we've played, the wimps are being celebrated, but also the barbarians are being celebrated, I would say. And so what ends up happening, you know, maybe the wimp becomes a barbarian, which again reminds me of Saving Private Ryan, the stabbing scene, you know, Jeremy Davies as Corporal Timothy Upham. And he, you know, it's Paulo Freire's Pedagogy of the Oppressed. How does the oppressor, how is the oppressor created, or how does the oppressor come to be? Oftentimes by, you know, the psychotic break after his own unendurable oppression. And his own, you know, PTSD, if you will. And this is a sort of, this is a way to escape, in a manner of speaking. At least I don't have to deal with this acute pain and anguish on an ongoing basis, although it results in a more sort of latent chronic pain and anguish, which is arguably worse as it builds, certainly, over time. And that's even worse mentally, because I think Paulo Freire is right in his observation that the oppressor cannot free himself. The oppressed, you know, Viktor Frankl perhaps is an example. The oppressed has more of an opportunity perhaps to free himself from all of this madness than the oppressor. So if you go from oppressed to oppressor, it's kind of like out of the frying pan into the fire, and that's not good. And it seems like that's what's happening. You know, we have this bifurcation fallacy happening in America for men in general. You can either be a wimp or a barbarian. Which one will you choose? And it's a bifurcation fallacy. You should be neither. But we're sort of championing them both. And at the same time, really gaslighting out of existence, in a sense, the actual real man. Which is really tragic and unfortunate. I don't know. That's the way I see it anyway. And I see evidence of that in a variety of ways. So then, you know, with all of that in mind, I think, what if you could socially engineer an entire society of Caesar milquetoasts? Wimps, and also barbarians for that matter. Maybe Caesar milquetoasts who become, you know, who are the Corporal Upham. You know, the wimp, the cowardly spineless who becomes the oppressor. Yeah, but you know what? I mean, come on, Chris. Timothy Upham, you know, after he witnessed the stabbing of his his comrade. Sure, he personally executed Steamboat Willie, but he spared his comrades, right? Why are those comrades and these are not? I digress. Yeah, but that was the beginning. That was basically a watershed moment, perhaps. That was not the end of the story, if you will. That was the beginning of a new chapter. And I would say it's the, you know, his graduation from oppressed to oppressor. That's what I would say. So the question I think arises... Well, first, before I do that, you know, so the question arises, what if you could socially engineer an entire society of these kinds of folks? You know, like the sanitizer-toting softy on one hand, and then these other guys on the other. Sounds far-fetched, right? Americans would never fall for that. That would be a grand conspiracy. We'll talk more when we come back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why. wake up, kiss that good life
back. All right. Hopefully some of this stuff makes sense. You know, what would happen if you could systematically engineer this? So to sort of conclude, the thought that there could be such a grand conspiracy, Hail Hydra, is it sounds far-fetched to most people. And again, we are steeped in this concept, even now, still, we're steeped in this concept of American exceptionalism, having us believe erroneously that we would never fall for, you know, whatever. When we're still sending, you know, basically the... You know, the manly academy is military service in a sense. You know, that's one of the manly academies, but really it's not. In my humble estimation, you're being conscripted to the devil's agenda, a very nefarious agenda. Yeah, but it's training. No, I'm not buying it. You know, the same institution that, you know, we elevate is the same institution that is creating, you know, that is creating a justification for existence, if you will, a justification for its existence through things like Operation Cyclone. Yeah, but Chris, that's, you know, it's an isolated, is it really? Because William Bloom wrote several books, and he's not the only one. So, you know, maybe we should, again, maybe we should examine more closely. William Bloom, America's deadliest export, democracy. The truth about U.S. foreign policy and everything else. Rogue State, a guide to the world's only superpower. Killing Hope, U.S. military and CIA intervention since World War II. Talked about that one. You can go look at the table of contents, just as sort of, it will exhaust you. Chapters 1 through 56. China, Italy, Greece, I've done this before. The Philippines, Korea, Albania, Eastern Europe, Germany, Iran, Guatemala, Costa Rica, Syria, Middle East, Indonesia, Western Europe, British Guiana, Soviet Union, and then rinse and repeat. Italy, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Haiti, Guatemala, France, Algeria, Ecuador, the Congo, Brazil, Peru. These are interventions, quote unquote. But what about when they do it? Well, that's terrorism. Funny that. Stick around, I'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again It really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a
It's a difficult thing sometimes when we do the soul searching. You know, if you believed that the NATO, read U.S., bombing of Yugoslavia for 78 days and nights in 1999 was a humanitarian quote-unquote act, rogue state hopefully can serve as a wake-up call to both your intellect and your conscience. It's a mini encyclopedia of the numerous unhumanitarian acts perpetrated by the United States, or, you know, so-called, you know, I mean, it's the United States Corporation, and then we have proxies, and now, as Tim Sherrock and RJ Hillhouse have reminded us more than a decade ago, the intelligence community is predominantly, not somewhat, but predominantly outsourced. So United States is, you know, kind of a term of art at this point, I would say. So Rogue State is a mini encyclopedia of the numerous unhumanitarian acts perpetrated by the United States since the end of the Second World War, so wrote William Bloom. And that's just a jumping off point. So, you know, it's a difficult thing when we start doing soul searching, because what does that mean? I mean, does that mean that we have to give up certain, you know, fun toys and gadgets and things and as Rex Tibber puts it, you know, joining certain gangs. Maybe I don't want to join, you know, everybody wants to be a part of a gang and have cool toys and do fun things and run around in the woods and do fun stuff. Maybe it means that you, maybe you don't have certain toys and don't join certain gangs, stuff like that. And the, you know, all of this, it all goes together. That's foreign policy. It's no different in other things. You know, Trevor Aronson reminds us that, you know, how the FBI created a terrorist, for example, over at The Intercept. Or, what's his name? You know, and speaking of, this is too much. Association, but speaking of, you know, fitness gurus and stuff, remember the late great Jack LaLanne? Everything old is new again, nothing new under the sun. And as Jacques Ellul said, because of the myth of progress, it's easier to sell a man an electric razor than a straight-edged one. So there's the foreign policy stuff. Trevor Aronson reminds us how the FBI created a terrorist. Why? Because, you know, you got to have both sides to justify the existence of the never again contingent, so-called, but really it's a more nefarious agenda than that. There is, there's also, Radley Balco's reminder, Rise of the Warrior Cop, the militarization of America's police forces. That's something that the late, great Alan Watt reminded us of on a regular basis in a more, I would say, esoteric kind of context. Why the big boys want to introduce the Black Guard. And it's no accident that there was an explosion of PMCs, you know, DevSec PMC contingent in around 97, 98. So it's the same, this thread, it's a common thread. And if we step back and we look carefully, maybe we see, maybe we exercise the things that, what's his name? Ray Kurzweil says that we can augment or replace, you know, visual pattern recognition and long-term memory. We start to see patterns emerge over the course of history if we're familiar. And going back to antiquity, which, you know, again, are we smarter? Are we better? You go back and you read guys like Adams and Jefferson and Madison, and you read through the Federalist Papers and you realize these guys, they had a command of recorded history. They would refer to it off the cuff like a lot of folks refer to members of sports teams and things like that. Imagine an America where some of us could do that. And it's interesting how that's sort of dismissed to the ruling oligarchy. We just sort of give ourselves over, hand ourselves over mentally, perhaps at all, to a ruling elite. People think, oh, well, you know, I'm no foreign policy expert. I'm no I'm not a credentialed historian. What does that mean? Go back in our own history and realize and perhaps discover or rediscover that many of the most legendary folks in our own history here in America were self-taught to a large extent. And many, you know, in I would say several at least cases, it was not easy. You know, the odds in the deck were stacked against them. Not easy for them to lift themselves up, so to speak, by the bootstraps. But they did, and it was in, I don't know, perhaps a spirit of, you know, rugged individualist sort of fashion. They came to their own views and opinions on things rather than descending several rungs in the ladder of civilization to form part of an organized crowd, to borrow from Le Bon. They reasoned things out for themselves, came to their own conclusions, and stood firmly, steadfast and resolute in those convictions. Where is that American today? A couple other things, but let's go to the phones and grab Ryan in Washington. Brian, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Happy Friday the 13th, Brian.
I'm going to pull through it. Thank you for your best wishes. You're talking about the rugged individual, and Jenna doesn't have anything better to do but scan YouTube with search words like communitarian, comma, COVID. So who in the last year and a half has been talking about the linkages to this? But there's at
Definitely
least a half
Gavin
dozen.
Newsom.
Well, I'm just saying, you know,
yeah,
we've transitioned to a new world of webinars, mm-hmm, and seminars,
yeah,
done with multiple speakers, and these go on for hours, and Jenna can either just put in the closed caption and look for words while she's figuring out something else, but mm-hmm, regardless, listening to the clear linkages to this, how are they going to pull this off? The Asian countries have a different way of looking at things. This is according to a half dozen of these YouTubes. They mm-hmm believe in community and, you know, like my buddy Cohen Jacobs, who is an expat from Belgium but now living in the Philippines, he says, no, they don't believe this stuff. They're forced to believe and trust their government. So
right, just like the propaganda in China Wikipedia entry that I read from yesterday, in that sort of fashion.
That's right. We're being socially engineered to believe that Asian people would take the jab or social distance, blah, blah, because of the good of the community. But clearly there is a couple of countries in Europe that still have a degree of no, that's not going to happen, and the United States is kind of pinpointed as the biggest problem to this is this mm-hmm rugged individual Americans who really don't cotton to collectivism.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to be targeted, and when they come pounding on your door because, according to their records, you haven't gotten vaccinated, and or your children, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We put a link into the chat room that is available from Nikki's Nord TWU site from 03 and revised in 2006. It is a huge compilation of mostly European articles about communitarian law. So bang, bang, shoot them up at the front gate. You're not coming on my property. Could also be altered by just simply walking out there and saying, look, I know what you are trying to do. I know the system of law that you are trying to implement, but nobody here is going to find this out unless they go and look at this huge compilation and see if they could dig up a half dozen references to what is this new form of law. Mm-hmm. Is it technocratic law? No, I think it's pretty spelled out. The article is going to take you an hour to get through, plus all the links. But in the end, maybe you'd have some neighbor come by and say, you know, I'm listening to this confrontation with the community-orientated policing van and a half dozen people in pink shirts that are saying they are coming on your property, you are in violation. Well, here's this guy at his front yard saying, no, not on my property, you're not, and here's why. You are working for a system of law that nobody gets to hear about.
Mm-hmm. Well, including, certainly not, you know, in America. Nobody, none of the underlings, nobody that's not in the ruling cast, you know, and not on American shores. You know, there might be some folks who we would call, whom we would call Americans participating in it, but I wouldn't call them really, you know, I would call them traitors, and they are not participating in those discussions, generally speaking, here on American shores. They happen elsewhere, or like you said, by Zoom meeting these days.
And it's not just the administrative that we're up against. We're having these discussions with Vicki Davis, and she's basically dismissing my thoughts about communitarian law as, no, it's not a governance or a law, Brian. It is just a philosophy. It's just a way of looking at the world. Well, Vicki, maybe this hour-long article by Nikki and Nordica might change her mind, because I think we're being misdirected into thinking.
Yeah, I would say both are true. I mean, it's true. It is just a way of thinking that everyone, it's a mind virus that everyone's being infected with. And at the same time, so it is, you know, you might say just a way of thinking. However, out of it come all of these other things, including this, you know, essentially community-oriented policing, which is a complete misnomer, but, you know, everybody policing each other kind of garbage, and, you know, spying on each other, and whenever, whoever is controlling the, whatever it is, the current, you know, line of thinking is basically creating these hordes of, you know, enforcement brigades, as we've talked about. It's a weird thing, and so everyone is being conscripted to it. That's a result of this kind of thinking. So sure, it is just a kind of just a way of thinking, but it results in tyranny, the worst kind of tyranny I think the world has ever seen.
I just, in going back to the discussion out at the mailbox at the street, and the neighbors have gathered around, it's the National Guard is going to come up your driveway, and you're going to do some bang bang, shoot them up, or are you going to present, this is why you're not coming on my property?
Yeah.
And I'd like to have that in my holster. Mm-hmm. Not a firearm, if I'm going to go up against a 18-year-old bunch of National Guard people being told what to do.
Right. Yeah.
So, the problem with our censored media is, unless you go to that upper toolbar and stay away from search engines like Google, yeah, you're not going to get very far with communitarian law. But if you go to Ecosia in that upper toolbar, there's Nikki's communitarian law first article right on top.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to try and get some of this word out, and you know, keeping in mind that Nikki Rapana is not the only one. There's almost 10 people out there. I want you to finish out your broadcast, Chris. I'll listen on the radio. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Much appreciated. Got a couple of thoughts. I'll mention those when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, the 13th, Friday, August 13th, 2021. So a few thoughts. I mean, this all sort of ties back to what I was talking about. And then, so what do we do? What is to be done, comrades? What is to be done quickly? Speaking of will to power, there's that whole might makes right kind of thing. You know, you think about what Brian is describing, the bang, bang, shoot 'em up thing, or, you know, whether it's that or a conversation, it's usually a person standing alone. And we have fallen victim to this might makes right or numbers makes right. That's part of the communitarian bent. And so I think it's interesting, you know, if two people are standing there, it's a strange thing that the mental gymnastics people go through. Imagine, like, there's a crowd of folks, the National Guard, the scene that Brian depicts, and if one person goes from one side of that line over to the side of the person who's saying, now hold on a second, you know, I don't know, metaphorically speaking or whatever, it does some things to the crowd and the crowd psychology there, or psychopathy as it may be. And so I think of, you know, again, that whole Mercator projection discussion. And, you know, Salvatore Natoli, in our society, we unconsciously equate size with importance and even power. And I would say actually even and we equate numbers and size with right. Like, how could these people be wrong? How could Professor Paul H. Fry and the folks at Yale University be wrong for extolling the virtues of Marxism, Chris? How dare you? I mean, clearly he wouldn't be a venerated professor and, you know, the CFR and CSIS and Trilateral Commission, etc., would not exist if they were wrong. Size and numbers with importance, power, and even right, I would say. So we have to sort of realize that maybe that influences us to stand together a little bit, you know, lest we hang separately, to borrow from, I think, Franklin. And in all of that, in all of what Brian was saying, you know, sort of combined with what I was saying today, I think of the example of James Otis and how he was, as John Adams put it, the earliest and principal founder of one of the greatest political revolutions ever to have occurred among men. That's the way John Adams put it. And so, again, speaking of truly dangerous men, speaking of the consummate American and those courageous enough to stand by the courage of their convictions, James Otis is perhaps the epitome. And he was courageous enough to stand alone. So, for what it's worth, that will do it for today's Friday the 13th broadcast. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.